That this week is a really nice party. I'm right, you know, I'm coming back. You told me, I have a text, so you can order up to. That's really weird.
I didn't get anything, so we might ask Captain. But I don't think she got anything. Maybe he sent Jen. I don't know.
Maybe he brought it directly to her.
I'm not sure. And you guys were going to have the meeting, so I guess.
I gave her something. You come over.
Pool open?
Yeah. Find the stream now. You can come too if you want. Take a dip. Everybody. 2 years together.
Good.
Well, you're gonna wear it out on you.
Well, you know what the thing is? We didn't do anything to the pool. We have the original built from 28 years ago.
Nice.
Rich kept fixing it. Kevin kept helping them.
No.
And it limped
Then we had two heaters. And then this is the original pool that Aqua Pool put in when we first moved into
This is
the
wonderful. Didn't owe you anything.
Is it a vinyl liner?
Nope. Gunite.
It's gunite?
I have to get it plastered and
Yeah.
repaired.
I
That's a
apologize.
little expensive.
Oh, I bet it is. I have to leave at 2:10.
We should be done.
Okay.
Barry's coming. Yes,
Didn't you have all this on it? Did you send this to me already?
yeah,
I thought I read it.
we did. We
I
got
did.
it actually twice because I sent it in when I first did it, and then I said if there's any more agenda items, then I think I sent it again. Yeah,
Well,
just the other day.
good to be thorough.
That's in case people want to read the minutes. I have extra minutes.
So we have election of officers today.
Well, here's the thing. The letter says, I'm going to do this. This is to remind you that pursuant to the town in our packet charter, on or after July 1st, but not later than 30 days after all required appointments to a commission, board, or agency have been made, we'll hold a meeting and choose a chairman and judge vice chairman. So, does that mean we wait till November because we weren't appointed until November?
But we already chose the chair and the chairman. It's just for those that don't have. Maybe we should ask please before.
I believe we have to do it, even though we didn't start till November. I believe it's according to the charter, it has a hard date. So let me just double check.
Yeah, it doesn't really say, but it says on or after July 30th, July 1st. You all sitting way down there?
That's where the chair was.
It's the light blue. What time is it? 1:29. It should be on the you should have left it.
No. Yeah.
Doesn't really show that. That was
I will see your vacation.
That's good.
Where'd you go?
Went
where?
Santa's Land.
Oh.
And Storyland.
But now you went there.
With a one and a with a one and a 4 year old. So we had a great time.
Hey there.
It was good though. Last night. It wasn't too hot, so we had a bear in the driveway of the house we were staying in.
Oh cool.
A big huge one. Here the sun was screaming at the door. And I'm like, what is going on? I've never heard him scream before. There we go. All right, we're gonna call it to order. We'll wait for Pam to come back. It's 1:30. The first thing we need to do is approve the minutes from June, our regular meeting minutes. I hope everybody looked at them. Does anybody know if there's any changes made on that? No? Everybody in favor?
I'll make a motion to accept the minutes.
Thank you. And then all in favor?
Aye.
Okay.
Let's do it again.
I had
a non-voting member.
Thank you.
Three. We're on agenda item 3, update on plat and dedication of the bench. You probably need to have a little discussion about that too, how we want to do that from everybody and when we want to do it. So, Barry, can you just update us?
Well, it looks
good.
That's all for 2 weeks now. And
We're just wondering what the is the will of the commission.
Yeah, that's it.
What is
what the what we want to do as a commission for the ceremony?
But the initial thing was we were gonna have the family just come, just that night, and then I thought I don't know what the commission is, but I thought we were gonna bring into it next Memorial Day.
I'll contact the family.
Didn't she say something to you about having a few of the members there, or was that you?
If you want me to be there, I'll be there. Okay.
I
didn't want to do.
All right.
I'll contact Rachel.
Find out. Okay. The agenda item 4, the tax relief update. That's Bob.
Yeah.
I've heard anything.
I haven't heard anything either.
So there was some discussion. There was not the will of the board to pass anything. There were not enough votes. But there was discussion, and it was regarding putting it in front of the taxpayers at the referendum for the budget next year and let the taxpayers decide. And there will be, of course, a new board seated, and it goes from a 5-member board of selectmen to a 7-member board of selectmen after November 15th.
The rationale behind the board members, it doesn't do that one. What was their rationale?
Well, Bob and I recused ourselves. Pardon? Bob Moore and I recused ourselves. First of all, that started the issue. So that left 3 board members. And they felt that there were veterans that perhaps were not in need, and that we have people in town that have more need, and that should. And the discussion rolled from there. And you can go back and look at the minutes if you'd like. And Adam Teller was the most eloquent.
But you would be able to have your say, wouldn't you?
Not if I recuse myself, because I would be a beneficiary because of my family's military background. It's protocol. I have a lot to say about it, but I have to be, I'm not a member of the public in this case. I'm chairman of the board, as Bob Moore is vice vice chairman.
Bob is in the same.
Yes, he's a veteran. So that left three non-veterans, and there was, so the discussion was bring it to the new board, and then we will, that is seated in November, and then ask to have it perhaps put on the, you know, test the waters, see what the interest is, and then perhaps make the recommendation that they come up with a suggestion, whether it's a 5-year plan, 10-year plan, or whatever they're going to recommend, and then put it on for a referendum vote.
Is that discussion in the minute of any board discussion?
It was a couple months ago. I apologize. I don't have that on the tip of my tongue. I presume it is.
So it's in the Board of Selectmen minutes?
Yes.
It's not looked at.
It was a long evening. It made for a very long evening. But there are quite a few people that spoke.
I just want to go back to that. I look at the agenda for the meeting, and I read the minutes of it. And I never saw it that, unless it just happened recently. I never saw any discussion about that in the minutes. The only thing I heard was that one meeting when Adam spoke against him. That was all I ever heard.
And there was, and there was, there were not enough votes to pass it. When the other three was, well, then that is something to discuss with the board clerk. And you may be able to get the, you may be able to get the audio.
Should be in minutes, something like that is discussed. Put aside.
Noted.
Was it in the first meeting that we all had that we went to?
Hi there, please come in. Hi there, come on in. How are you? No, that's all right. No problem. This is just the Veterans Commission, and we're glad to have you.
Not at that meeting that we were at, because they didn't discuss that to put it off till next year. And in reading minutes and agenda, I never saw it on the agenda again. So
it was not. No, that's correct. That was it. Was that was a sidebar conversation of when to do it again. It was not put into the minutes. But again, I recuse myself. And I had the problem. Did everybody meet Josh Hull?
No.
Joshua Hull? I'm sorry, UConn, studying for his master's in public policy. And he's, I did that correctly, right?
Yeah.
Good. Okay. Did that right. And he's been following the Board of Selectmen and what they do, as well as many other things.
Yeah.
Going to many meetings, I'm sure, to see what he's...
Well, he has evening work that he does, so lots of times this is what works because it's a day.
Okay. Yeah, I have evening, I have another job, and then I have evening classes, so it's kind of hard to attend a meeting when you're stuck in social policy and project management.
But
this board does
have... Right?
Yes, this board does have the ability to request the Board of Selectmen to put number four, the tax relief back onto the agenda and ask for a recommendation. You can ask for it if you'd like to have it brought back again. Think about it.
None of these federal tax exemptions have ever been based on need, except for one instance where it is. I'm not sure what that means. Most of it don't apply to that. But it was just the whole thing was another way of saying thanks for what you did. That's really what it was for. It doesn't make any sense. You know, it doesn't have anything to do with that. Just a thank you from the child of hope. Was over the house gone? Thank you for that. All right, I'll stop.
Please don't. I think it's an important. I think it's a very important topic, and I think you probably reflect everybody that's sitting here in those thoughts. And we had others that perhaps do not have the same feeling.
Okay.
And I honestly thought from that original meeting that it was going back to the subcommittee to do some more work, is what we said in that meeting.
Because they have more numbers at that meeting.
Yes.
All right.
And that's the way it was
left. And that meeting left was back. They were then going to have another public meeting. They never did.
Sean Bailey, I'd like to introduce you, please. This is our town highway foreman, Sean Bailey, a bold knight, and this is the Veterans Commission.
How are you?
We're good.
Good.
Hot.
It is hot.
You enjoy our cooling station.
I know, it's nice in here.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Mr. Bailey?
Okay, are we resting that? And we're going to think about it, and maybe we should talk to Bob too, since he was head of the subcommittee. The Connecticut General Statutes was the other Bob Mora. That's been hanging around for months, that he was going to talk to the town attorney just to verify our responsibilities as a committee due to the state statutes. And he said after the budget was passed, he would work on that. I can email him too.
Yes, please.
And just say those two things.
While we're talking about statutes, is this on the agenda? May I reference this under this topic, Madam Chairman?
Is that the letter I put in there?
Yes.
No, it's on the, there's a number 7 that we can do review.
Oh, sorry. Perfect. That's perfect. My apologies.
Because I can update. I did email Chris Duffy about the flag box. I haven't heard that yet. And if you remember, I spoke to the Boy Scouts in May about doing the flag box while we were at the Memorial Day Parade. So hopefully he will get back to me. If not, I'll email him again. Sometimes I think you email stuff and people get so many nowadays between work and everything, they can lose it. So I will check back and see where we are with that flag, getting the flag box. And then this is the election of officers. Now where'd you go? Dan?
Chewing in cigarette.
Can we
probably low sugar. There she is.
All right. We're on number 7 now, the review letter for election of chair and vice chair.
Thank you. May I have the floor?
Yes, you may.
I spoke to the town clerk, and she said it is usually for established committees, but you have not had your first full year, so she does not believe that you have to feel pressured to vote again for a chairman until next July. Because that will give you a year plus.
Okay, so is that agreeable to everyone?
You want to get rid of her? This is your chance.
That's good. Right?
Let's leave it the way it is.
Wonderful job, Kathy.
We'll keep going. Memorial Day Parade Coordination Task List. I passed out the task list, and if we could all just go through it quickly and see if there's anything else on it. This is really to try to organize and solidify what we do for the Memorial Day Parade and Ceremony. So, we were talking about doing it differently, so that maybe we'd have one meeting with town departments in like February, and people would go away from that meeting knowing what they needed to make sure they did. So you could have a representative from the fire department, the school system, the facility director, highway department, resident troopers. And this just goes through the whole piece on what we thought they could, how, actually, I thought it could be reorganized so it would take more pressure off the one or two people who play on most of that. So for the first piece, it says town administration, leadership. These are things that we do. The first selectman welcome and the selectman contingent. So that would be assigned to the first selectman. The resident troopers always has come out of this office here because they work for the town. That comes out of the leadership for the town. The highway department, that would be John, and he always does these same things every year. Flags, PA system, orange cones and signs. If we want barricades, which we didn't use, and the town and the fire department always hang the flags on the town green. Is there anything that anybody else can think of in those pieces? No, that's good.
No.
Then the school system is really, there needs to be a notification to the superintendent, principal, band, and chorus. But if we have a meeting, they would send a rep and they could bring all this back. So you could have one meeting for now and get this all divvied up. And then people do what they're supposed to do and probably just tell one person, or we can talk about that if we needed one more quick meeting. I know the next piece, Barry said I need to add the Gettysburg address to under the bulletin school system. Somehow that was missed. They always do the Star Spangled Banner, the song, actually two songs, the student speaker, the In Flanders Field, and now we're adding the Gettysburg address and playing of taps. They coordinate all that.
Yes.
The fire department coordinates the color guard, road closure with the resident troopers, the firehouse for backup, and they hang the flags with the town crew. Then the first selectman always does the welcome and notifies the other selectman. Then we have all these pieces that are here that we have to get somebody to do. The pastor, the master of ceremony. We contact the Girl Scouts, Boy Scouts, the rec director, and remind them. If we choose to do the aerial paperwork for the flyover.
We got an almost flyover. It was around the edge.
Wasn't it?
No, it's just on the edge of the tree line.
So publicity, it needs to go twice in the, or at least once in the town newsletters and the JI. I don't know what we do now because I called the reporter.
They no longer have a happenings section any longer out and about.
Someone did virtually.
Yeah.
Crazy, right?
But just put a question mark.
And then programs. We really do not.
Oh, could I have one thing for publicity? Maybe under number three, we could get the maybe we can come up with a sign of some kind that we can put on the green that we could perhaps. So, Ellen, I'm thinking, an oversized sign corrugated that says Memorial Day Parade Memorial Monday, so we don't have to worry about the date every year. We can put 10 o'clock, and if they're ever going to change it, they can put a put there.
Yeah.
And if it's right on the town green, and it would be also the firehouse sign.
I don't know, did they put that on their bulletin board, didn't they?
They do.
So that should go under the fire department.
Well, it really goes under publicity, don't you think?
No, because I want, if they're the ones who have the sign, I want them just to automatically do it. So it's not, and I'm sure they did because no one told them to do it.
Yes. Well, they're such big participants that it's important. It's on their agenda.
Then they take their little piece away and do that. Then we'll have assignments. Programs, we really don't need 20. I printed 20 programs, but it was way too many. It was still there. So one big one taped, and that's all in the instructions that we have.
Onto the podium?
Yeah, taped onto the podium, podium on left side. I made all those changes. I have to reprint everything unless there's anything else somebody can think of. And then the lineup for the parade, that we need to make sure signs are there with orange cones. The signs are at the town hall now, too. I'm going to put that in the parade information book. I don't think I did that. But the signs are here.
That's a good idea.
Right?
Because where are they? Who's got them?
And I didn't bring them up. Rich did. So they're over there, though. I think him and Bob put them up. That's where the other signs are. I'll put that on the parade book. And then hopefully by next month, I can have the parade book all tight. And I can pass it around in our meeting so you guys can see it, and I'll correct this stuff.
Can I just say a big thank you, because this is a very valuable document for timing and ease of planning.
Well, the book is really, I have the book, and it's this is one. I'm going to make two, but I'm going to then swell it after it's all done. If you guys want to take a look, it has the parade info page, Bolton Parade. Then it's got two pages typed of everything that you have to do, like how to do the programs, all that. Then I put an instruction. I put a sample of the program that people can use and just retype that. Then I put the lineup for the parade that we had on this page. I'll clean this around until we get it. And then I put all the letters that I wrote to people for sample. Those are in there. Then this was the newsletter that I had jotted down for to put in our...
The town bulletin?
Yeah. And then this was what I sent to the JI, which that will be moved. So it's all in here. Follow us, look through it, just see it. And then I'll fix that and it'll be done. And it'll be a book or two here, or at least a book here. I'll keep a book in the chairman's, and then I'm going to send you my file with all the computerized stuff on it.
And we can also put on the website to compare the difference commission so it's easier.
Oh, that's not a bad idea, right? Right? And then it would be available. That would be a good idea, Swellen. Yeah, we should probably do that.
Yeah.
And put all the things in there. Then it'll be in a couple of spots in case we lose them.
So my request would be, Madam Chair, are you finished with that part?
Yes.
Very, very nice job. Very organized, and I think just shows how successful our parade was this year is due to her hard work. But I'd like to ask at this time, could you skip over and go down to the new agenda under other 11? We have a new agenda item because we have a possible member resignation. Because I have to leave in a couple minutes. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
we open.
Well, no, we have a definite resignation.
We need it in writing.
Committee. Well,
if he so desires to send it from Florida now.
He has.
Al has sold his house. He called me yesterday. Sold his house, and he's moved to Florida as of today. So he's actually sold it to a relative. So it was like a decision and then
from this commission to go to Florida. He's gone already. Do we have to have a letter of resignation if his house is sold?
Tell him but today's the day
he can email it to us. Can you email him or call him?
No, I told him I'm going to keep in touch.
Okay, would you please ask him to email the town hall at, I'll give you an email address for him to email his resignation. It's HR, for Human Resources, at boltonct.gov. So the request is, Madam Chair, if the members would like to talk it over, if we know of another veteran, to begin to ask around to see who else we can get to join the commission.
Put a thing in the bulletin that we're looking for another new member of the
committee.
Try that too.
You want to talk to Kathy McCavanaugh then, Kath?
Yeah.
Here we can do that. You can't appoint until that until you resign.
That's true, but if we get the word out there, because it may take a little bit. And what's the other thing I thought of? The other, I forgot.
Well, we could also talk about the, we'll go back, but we could talk about our monument.
Yeah, that was a little startling. I apologize, guys, for having to run. Are you going to call Bob Moore?
Yeah, I can see him.
Fluffy, but
I have to be really now, Chris. I get a long list.
Is there anything you people would like to do on Veterans Day in November?
Sure.
So just chew that over because it's already September.
I got an email from Betty Wright. Something about the seniors.
She's president of the Bolton Seniors.
They're
Inc.
looking for a veteran to speak, whatever they do.
They do have a luncheon around Veterans Day. Have you all been invited in the past? It's usually that week. You've been invited. Yeah? The Senior Center? There's a veterans luncheon at the Senior Center.
Yeah.
Have you ever gone?
No.
Would you like to go?
I'll think about it. They're looking for a speaker. That person will be able to attend. She has.
Barry, you want to speak?
Who?
Who?
No, I do not. Person. But she got my. John Toomey gave her my name. That's what I know. I told her I'd bring it up to the committee. And I don't know how. I'm not interested in that. I don't know anybody else is on the committee. Like, bring it here. So I really, the best that I know would not do that either. And like a lot of us in the background.
I wonder if there's, I had Kara print me off the list of the veterans in town. I wonder if there's anybody, if we all looked at it. I can send it, and maybe there's somebody on there that tweaks our memory that we could say maybe they'd be willing to speak.
You might want to call a couple of the posts, the American Legion VFW posts, and see if they have anybody that they would recommend.
There are quite a few involved.
361?
There's a lot. People that, I didn't read the whole list, but just looking at the beginning of it, there's a lot of people that probably all of us know that didn't even realize. I saw a few people's names that I didn't realize they were in the service before either. So.
I wonder if Linda.
I know, I just Rudolph. Saw her name.
I wonder if Linda Rudolph would do that. She was 8 years in the Navy and is a woman of color in the Navy as a woman. Might be interesting to hear her story.
She loves to talk to. No, she's a talker.
Do you want to talk to her?
I can talk to her.
See
I know
if,
her.
Yeah, see if we would. Do you think she'd be good at it?
Yeah, because she wasn't in battle or anything. So she wouldn't know. You're talking about her experience? What is she supposed to talk about?
Anything she wants to.
At the Veterans Luncheon.
Okay.
Maybe women in the military or?
Yeah.
Might be a little different.
Okay, public hearing. She might. I'll ask her.
Okay.
She usually comes in twos. She has a niece that she cares for.
Yeah.
A special needs niece.
Yep.
Linda Rudolph. Thank you, everybody. I apologize.
All right. Have a good day. Come again.
Thank you. I'll send this list out to people on the committee. I just got it yesterday. So, and maybe we can all take a look at it and see if there's anybody else. And Greg will tell us if he gets a yes. But let's finish the agenda. And then in other, there's a few other things I wanted to remind people about. We said we were going to visit, we're on number 9 now, the medallions for the cemetery. We talked about revisiting them in the fall, and I just didn't want to forget. Does anybody have strong feelings that we should try doing some kind of fundraiser to try to get medallions on all the graves? It's expensive, if you remember. It's going to be $7,000 if we got the metal. If we get plastic, it's only like $1,000 cheaper. That's a lot of money, though, that we would have to raise in a time when our budget just went up quite a bit. And I don't exactly know how we raise that much for that piece. What's everybody else's feelings?
Only $1,000 difference between the plastic.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's like 25 and 30 or something when I last met. I think it's over 200 because there was, oh wait, it's probably about 210 or 220 because it was 164, I think. No, I think it's 200. 164 was the combined from both cemeteries, if I remember correctly. And then we got 30 more names from Carl Price had given it to Ernie. Remember that list? Now, interestingly enough, I walked to the cemetery this week and looked. The reason the Boy Scouts didn't have any of or most of those original names, they only had 5, is because you can barely read the stones over there. They're from the 1700s and 1800s. I couldn't even find them with the list. I found like 6 of them. It took me 20 minutes. Some of the stones in the cemetery are broken in half. You can't even feel any of the printing on it. They've been out there over 200 years, some of them. And it's just so, you'd almost need to stick flags on all those stones that we can't read. They're probably all in some kind of service back then, but you can barely read them. So we would have to get at least 200.
That place, was that for all the same kind, like a veteran one? Or
yes.
The one that we go to, they were in the Army? Or?
Yeah, which I, that would be even harder to do. Can you keep it up? Then you'd have to order so many different things. Jim has said to just get the veterans down. Feelings?
The issue with money?
Yeah. I think money and time. We have to do a fundraiser. How are we going to do it? How are we going to send it out if we have, we don't really have a lot of any money.
I want a raffle here to put the town business people to make a donation, like the Price family to make a tax-free donation for the lawnmower and have a lottery for it. Get some money that way.
The lottery's involved in a lot of legality.
Yeah.
You got to deal with the government. Getting all this free time.
Entire long time.
What do you think?
And you still got to
come on, get the
don't drag the intern into it.
Yeah. It's not like I can write checks.
He's trying to pay for school. And what if we get $500 and that's all you get?
What do you do with it?
What do you do with it? That was my question.
Don't look for how much money you need. We need $7,000 to do this. And we're not going to undertake the project. We're not going to do it piecemeal. We got to do it all at once.
Yeah.
So you're going to do it. I'd like to bring up a point. Even though you're saying $7,000, that's the matter with. I know it's only $1,000 different for the plastic, but the metal ones are stolen all the time. The plastic ones, they don't even bother with.
I think the metal ones were aluminum, aren't they?
Yes.
Yeah, they're not the bronze.
I know.
They're aluminum.
Still scrap.
Yeah.
I mean, they go around and cut your car apart.
Yeah, I know. The plastic ones don't last.
Oh, I
know. That's one of the problems.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe we get smaller ones and just roll it right into the stone.
I know, that's the thing. They do have ones that families can request to put on the stones from the government.
Well, if you're a veteran during wartime in this country, you'd be from the VA, you get a plaque, you get a gravestone.
Yeah.
Not a headstone, but a plaque. It was your name and there's service. So any veteran that served during any of the legal wartimes. Yeah, there's gonna be some up here. Yeah, that's a VA thing.
VA, yeah. And the rocks fly. You know? Oh, yeah. But a lot of people don't fly for it.
Yeah, because you need your paper. I looked at what you needed. It's not hard, but you do. It was like 6 pages to apply for that. Yeah.
Plus, I have funeral homes to help do it.
All right, so at this point, are we tabling this?
Yeah, you know, we were going to talk, because yeah, I'm trying to talk to Pamela.
Yeah.
See how we can do this and what we have to go through. It may be something that tells us you can't do it.
Selectmen will give us some more.
Yeah.
All right. So we'll table that.
I'll talk to her now in the next meeting.
You will?
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Thank you. That's good. And then now we're on 10, review of the monuments on the green. We were supposed to look at the monuments on the green and decide. Cam wanted another monument to...
Two more?
Okay, two more.
One for each of the two war events. Are not recognized. Okay. But I think I sent Kathy an email the other day, but somewhere kind of got away from me. And I never got around to even doing it. And now... Have you heard that something happened over here recently?
Yes, so that's the other piece. A lady
missed
a turn, fell asleep, whatever happened, right? Hit the stone on the left. The entire bottom, I thought it was a stone. Greg told me it's cement underneath the stone. It's a big, huge
to support
piece
it.
To support it. She cracked that thing that was in like 5 different pieces. So they took, the other day, the town crew was out there working. They took away the pieces and the other half of it, it looks like, was still there. And the whole plaque was shaved off the front of it. But the plaque is back on. They cemented it. So it's a little... It's still a little messy, but it's much better than it looked the other day.
I'm sure they're going to concrete.
And interestingly enough, I had gone up there to take pictures of everything, of the green, an hour before that happened. And I was standing right in front of that stone. And I took all the pictures of all the stones. So I said, oh, there's before. That was there, and I was like, no, sir, I was just up there, I said to her. I just took all pictures and went to the cemetery and looked at the stones. So there were a few things I wanted to do. So she's like, yes, sir, you could have been hurt. Yeah, no kidding. If I was standing there, I would be gone.
Probably.
But it was like not good. But then I also looked, because Jim had said the last time about the monuments, that there's one in the cemetery, Fulton Center. And this one says, in honor of the men and women who served their country in all wars and conflicts. So their capacity, I took that because that's the piece that it's where the flag is. And then that monument is there. And then it does say all wars. So I don't know if that's,
would cover it.
What is going to cover it? Like, is that okay, or do we?
Well, that might be better, because I'm wondering personally, what if you put all these up and some people don't even want them on their parents' grave or grandparents'?
Yeah. It could, and I don't know if you. We have a very small cemetery.
Yeah.
We're now up over 200. I don't know how trouble. How much trouble it is to then cut around them all, too.
Yeah, they weed whack it.
Yeah, so that's in the Bolton Center Cemetery.
The wars that Pam was talking about that aren't recognized, the Revolutionary War, the War of 1812, and the Civil War. There's nothing over here.
There's nothing over here. I don't know if there's anything else.
We just thought you'd have a watch.
Maybe
we can put that up.
That'll definitely help. Thank you.
I don't know how big it would have to be or anything.
This one is not huge, but this, I'm going to tell you, is to do something like this stone, I'm going to guess is $2,000 now.
Well, how many cemeteries do we have?
Two.
So one, you got one. You only need one more. It's cheaper than buying the flag. By a long shot.
So, and maybe somebody would give us a better
deal.
You know, with it. I don't know.
So the individual flag. The other cemetery on 44, do they have a flagpole there? They must have.
They have a flagpole, but I don't think there's a stone.
No, I mean, that would be like, we're going to put it over there.
No, but I think she wanted it out here, right?
Yeah, I know.
There is space behind because we have those two, I want to call them almost like bulletin boards that are in back. One has Rochambeau and the other one has the Historical Society. And there's a space in the center back there too that you could put it if you wanted to. All right, so we'll have to explore that a little bit too.
I'll get on that.
And see what we can do.
That'd be a picture of that. I know people that do that, or maybe I can get a better price.
Yeah, if we decide we want to do that, that probably would be smarter than doing and make that all the veterans there. All right.
Copy that
for us. What am I supposed to do now? Okay. Now we're on number 10, other. If anybody has any new agenda items, let me know. Even today, I wanted to remind people about the 9/11 ceremony. It was in a few days. I don't know what time it is.
It is at the fire department, 6:30 p.m.
6:30.
Monday,
9/11, 6:30 p.m. Okay,
and fire department.
It's on September 11th.
Yeah, that's Monday.
I actually got called by the fire chief, and they wanted to know if we wanted to take that over this year. And I said, no, it's six.
No, you keep it.
It's 6 weeks before the ceremony,
right.
And there's just no way. I was going to be gone for 2 weeks. I'm trying to pull that off before we even have a meeting. So, but it would be good if we could go and see what it's like. So I just wanted to tell you that I told you about Al, the 9/11, the flat box. Don't forget there's that coffee house, the third Thursday at the Army Navy Club, 10 to 12:30 every month. And the only other thing, which I guess we have to write an annual report for what we've done for the last year, right, Swellen?
Yes.
That someplace?
I am going to send out the emails by October, November.
And when are we supposed to have that in? Because I want to work on it.
It won't be a full year until July, they said.
No, it's a full year. We started last November. That was a good try.
So I'll send the email, but we need the annual reports by December.
First or the end? What's that?
Somewhere in between.
Yeah.
How about if I try writing something and I'll give you guys all a copy the next in October?
It's public for that annual report.
Right. Yes. That's why I'll.
Pretty simple.
Yeah. I'll write it and then bring it here. You guys can look at it. And then if I've forgotten something, we can add it and get it to you like November.
And we have the annual report. It's it's a book. It's right over there. So you can take a look. There's nothing about the veterans. You guys. just got into our
just
meeting.
Started. So, all righty.
I have something I'd like to bring up.
Okay.
You ready?
Yep.
How can we have this meeting at 1:30 in the afternoon? Can't we have it earlier, like 10 in the morning? It kind of breaks up the day when you got a lot of things to do. That's just my opinion. I know you guys are retired, and I'm semi-retired, but I have tons of stuff to do.
I think we start. I think the first meeting in October was at 2.
It was at 2, yes.
And we, oh, see that? Good. My mic's still okay, right? I think Pam has set it at 2, and then remember I asked to move it to 1:30 because I have a commitment at 2:30 with Ray on Thursday. So I think it was just kind of evolved that way.
So I asked her today. She doesn't care. It can be anytime.
But I don't like coming in the morning. That's a great idea. Do it in the morning, yeah. Maybe 10 o'clock.
We 10 o'clock,
that's
make
not
sure
real early.
If the town hall is going to be available.
Make sure available.
Yeah.
Go check. Hustle on down.
So maybe Swelling can look and
yep.
See if do we want to keep it on a Thursday.
Thursday's fine. Thursday's
the best day for me.
It is the best day.
Okay. So maybe look. Look and see. You guys have 3 more meetings this year. So, one second.
Right now, wow. Thank you.
Gotta go look. A second.
I don't know if you can change. I'm in a meeting until the next.
We might have to wait for January. I think that's what she's.
Until the next year starts. Because you published that. So.
Yeah, so we might have to wait, yeah. But at least we can think about it and see when we want to do it. Let everybody know this is coming.
There you go. Believe in November, anyway.
Same dates, though?
That's right.
Same dates.
Right. You can go visit Al down.
We're
same
in the
dates, right? I know. Just find out
yeah.
The time.
Same.
Yeah, we'll set them.
I don't know where he is. I'm going to get his address.
Yeah, he is. I wonder where he went.
He's had a place down there.
But has he spent a full year down there?
Well, now he is because he does.
Because a lot of people go like I do in the winter, and they want it. Then they end up staying year round, and they hate it in the summer. It's so excruciating hot.
Check with
but if you sell your house, you're kind of committed.
Could
throw them out.
Come and dance.
She went to check with please because if you change the date, because you already request the date, it might be a special meeting, but because it is just the time, it's going to be a record meeting. Just trying to come you guys here in October. Do you know when it's? Veterans? Yeah, what night?
10?
Birthday.
10 a.m. we were saying?
Yeah.
That's fine
with me. Is it good with Paul?
Not too early.
That's fine. Could be 9.
Could be 9.
But we get here at 8:30. So
yeah.
Okay, how about 8:30? No. That's fine. I don't care. It's up to you guys. Thanks a little too. Pick it up collectively. I don't care.
What time?
Everybody
oh,
want 10?
Motion.
You want 9? What do you want?
Oh, we need a motion.
So let me change
the motion.
So let me change all the dates. Then you do the motions because we have November and December. So you just want to change it for next month and just make the other one.
Oh. We want to change it for their forward too, all next year, right?
So I think we need.
Yeah, forever. Until you bury us out back.
Yes.
I hope that's not for a long time.
Well, whatever. You never know.
So you can put in the motion that you change the dates for October. You change the time for October, November, December at 10 a.m.
Yeah. Does anybody like 10 or does he want 9:30 or do you want 9? What do you want?
I'd say 9.
We got 1:09.
No, but Sue Ellen said it's hard for them to do 9 because they don't get it until 8:30.
They need time.
They need a little time to get their day organized. Hold on.
Okay.
But they're not going
to be. So what's better for you, 9:30 or 10?
We can do 9:30. I'll be here.
I hate that.
9:30? What? You hate
I don't care. Just joking. Are you two going 9:30?
You said 10 originally.
I know.
So let's see.
So 9:30 is even better, right?
Yeah. 9:30, we all agree on 9:30.
9:30 is my 8:30 stop.
By consensus, we're going to go to 9:30 on the same Thursday.
Yes.
I don't think, we should make a motion. If you want to continue that on all year, right?
Forever.
Forever. Whenever we need the most.
I would like the motion that we change the time to 9:30 in the morning on Thursdays because the afternoon is just messy.
Starting when?
Starting next month.
October. First Thursday.
First Thursday.
I'll second it.
Second it? All those in favor?
It's actually the second Thursday.
Aye.
It's the first.
Is it the first Thursday?
It is the first.
It is going to be October 5th, November 2nd, and December 7th. Let me just make sure. Yeah.
9:30. I gave you an hour. You sure that's enough time?
That's perfect.
Okay, now.
It's more because of the computer. We need
to... Oh, yeah. I'm sorry.
Nice.
Very on, warm it up.
Okay. We're all in favor, right?
Yep.
We are. We're good.
We all agree. Even the kids voted. I don't know why. No.
goodness gracious. Anything else? Any other items anybody wants to bring up?
Walk to adjourn.
The second, third.
Fourth.
Aye. You know what? Wonderful. Yeah, I meant to tell her.